this is the Yes to Life show, in which we take a weekly dip into the world of integrative medicine for cancer, or integrative oncology, a fast-growing approach which combines the very best of both conventional and complementary techniques. Hypnotherapy is a popular form of complementary support, and one that's now available in many complementary medicine units attached to cancer centres around the UK. Monica Slazinska is an experienced general hypnotherapy registered practitioner and is also qualified in advanced structural hypnotherapy and in quantum healing hypnosis therapy. I met with her recently in a London hotel. It turned out to be a little busier than I would have liked, but I hope this won't detract from what I think is a great interview. Hi Monica.
Hello Robin.
Thank you very much for agreeing to meet up and talk about your work with hypnotherapy.
So I understand, thank you.
So hypnosis or hypnotherapy has become quite a popular choice for support amongst people who are diagnosed with cancer now. You've been a practitioner for some years now, but I believe you got involved as a result of your own experiences with the technique. Could you sum up your own experience with hypnosis?
Yes, hypnosis has been an absolutely wonderful tool. As I've studied and practiced different approaches, and eventually I settled to only work with hypnosis, with the fastest methods available. So hypnotherapy is it's the royal treatment of therapies. It has been absolutely fabulous to see the results and to see the changes which are possible with hypnosis.
So maybe you could tell us about, I mean, you came across it yourself and you used it to help you yourself, yeah?
Yes.
So maybe you want to say a bit about how it helped you?
Yes, so actually this links also with how I decided to follow the path of becoming a hypnotherapist. Years ago, I was constantly ill, most of the time, and none of the tests were showing anything. So at some point the doctor said that there's nothing and I can't be taking any more antibiotics. But I was constantly weak and I couldn't find what it was. So I turned into alternative therapies and some of them worked and there was improvement, but it wasn't until I applied hypnotherapy. So to me this created a really, really solid change. And so I learned that there was something on a much deeper level. And once this was resolved, once I learned about it, I was free from the past issues, from the circumstances. So not only that, but thanks to hypnotherapy, so I completely changed my lifestyle and switching to this very healthy, second probably say, life without any medications and any illnesses apart from odd one day cold for 5 years.
So you're saying that the hypnotherapy supported you in making good choices for your own health?
Oh yes, it's a wonderful inner self-education tool about the lifestyle. Plus, we have the ability to change our habits and behaviors which come from the subconscious level.
Mm. Mm. Okay, well we'll go into that in a bit more detail as we go on. So I want to start out finding out what people will experience with a hypnotherapy session. What should they expect?
This will be as very individual, of course, because there's a wide range of issues, symptoms that can be treated with hypnotherapy. The problem is addressed, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, but we address specifically what the person comes with, what's important for them at this time. And I work with a few methods, internationally known, which is advanced Austrian hypnotherapy and the quantum hypnosis. So we discuss and we proceed with the relaxation. So hypnosis is a heightened state of awareness. It comes from the word hypno, which means sleep in Greek. But when this name was given in 19th century, it was because the body looks as if it was asleep. But the truth is that in fact the person is more aware. The body becomes relaxed, but the mind expands. And because the word was accepted, the name, it couldn't be changed later on, so it stayed as hypnosis. And even probably today many people think that they're going to be asleep, while in fact they're becoming more aware of themselves.
So you might say we're a bit more like a state of meditation.
Yes, there's lots of similarity with the meditation, and in fact, hypnosis enhances the practice of meditation as greatly accelerates.
Okay, so how long would a session typically be?
On average, the session is 1 hour with the standard advanced hypnotherapy. And other sessions, like quantum hypnosis, those are the 3-4 hour sessions,
okay,
which include an interview, induction, regression, and the post-discussion.
Right, and a regression is taking somebody back into their past history.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe we can talk about that a bit more later as well. Okay, and how about the number of times that somebody consults you? I presume that's very variable?
Yes, it is. So I had people who came to me and saw me just once because this was all they needed.
Right.
And it depends what the person wishes to achieve. Fears, phobias or habits, they can be changed within a few sessions. Some have chosen an ongoing development. Some had longer issues like, for example, chronic fatigue symptoms. So this can take therapy for some months in order to stabilize, to recover. But it's very individual. There's, in terms of human potential and our mind and how healthy we can become, it's a journey. So it depends how far we want to go. Do we just want a quick fix of something? Mm-hmm. Or do we choose to transform ourselves and our life? This, of course, depends where the individual is. We all on unique journeys. Each journey is very different and individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Maybe we could just go a little bit more into what's happened in the development of hypnosis. I mean, it's how long it's been around, and how it's become a technique which is now getting used, you know, within the health service here and there, as a way of helping people with various symptoms and side effects.
So the roots of hypnosis are perhaps ancient, including ancient Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
The modern hypnosis, as we know, came to Western world in the 18th century. So the mesmer has been very popular in Austrian. He was from Austria, and he moved to Paris, where hypnosis became greatly popular amongst the aristocracy. Within the more modern hypnosis, as we know it, the clinical hypnosis, the roots reach in the 19th century.
Okay, quite a long time ago.
Yes.
Mm.
But as we see, these days, hypnosis becomes more and more popular. So there are different methods of working with hypnotherapy. There is a suggestion hypnotherapy and advanced hypnotherapy.
Okay,
and
maybe
then
you can
we also
distinguish
have the
between them. Yeah, okay, maybe this is the time to just tell us briefly what each of those is and why you might choose one or the other.
Suggestion hypnotherapy is based on, if I was to describe the session and what happens in the session, that we start with a relaxation. So we work on relaxing the mind and the body. And in that state, which is a state of a higher perception, positive suggestions are used. So this will again depend on what the individual is coming with. And in many cases, this is can be very successful. The difference is that it may need more repeated sessions.
Okay, so this is a longer-term approach?
Yes.
Can I just ask, is there any kind of link between this and affirmations? I mean, it sounds similar territory in some way.
There is a link. However, hypnosis offers more focused attention and the acceleration as compared to just affirmation, because we are entering a different state of the mind, mm-hmm, where the mind is more susceptible to those suggestions. So we can take it on board. Now, the difference with advanced hypnotherapy is that in advanced hypnosis, we access the subconscious and we change whatever needs to be changed on that deeper level. So suggestion can be very successful for men, especially with pain management, while the advanced hypnotherapy gets to the root of the problem.
Okay, when you say the root of the problem, give me an indication of what you're talking about.
So an example, when we take habits and how habits are developed or how they started, so we know about emotional eating. Mm-hmm. So this often has roots as far as childhood.
Right.
So in advanced hypnosis, we're able to access what happened and re-educate the mind and change it into more advantageous habits. So we don't take anything away. We change it into something more advantageous. For example, like with the smoking, often people, when they stop smoking, they start putting on weight.
Right.
Because something went missing.
Addressed the problem.
Yes,
at all.
And the mind is looking for something else to be replaced. So with hypnotherapy, the beauty is that we can change into something advantageous, into more healthy habits. For example, I remember one person who came for a stop smoking, mm-hmm. and they had a session, and the next morning, after next day, they reported that they went for a jogging, first time in their life.
That's new. Okay.
And the day before, the first morning habit was to reach for a cigarette.
Right.
So within 1 hour, they were able to develop into a healthy habit of exercising, which they've been thinking for months, but just couldn't get around it.
They've actually done it. Interesting. Okay, we covered two of the three types there. The third was the quantum.
Yes, the quantum hypnosis.
What about that?
The quantum hypnosis is a method developed by Dolores Cannon, an American lady who has passed a couple of years ago. And she has developed extensive research about past life regression. And she published several books. So quantum hypnosis includes a hypnotic relaxation going to the deepest subnabulistic level. There are different levels of relaxation and hypnosis, and the quantum reaches to the deepest level of trance available, on which the miraculous healing is possible.
All right, we'll talk a little bit about how these might apply to somebody with cancer in a minute. So increasingly science and the public, they're becoming aware of the inextricable connection between the mind and the body, and that an unhealthy state of mind can be the start of the road to an unhealthy body. Stress is kind of the inevitable partner of cancer, starting from the moment of diagnosis and probably extending way beyond the end of treatment as well. So this is one area where techniques such as hypnotherapy can play a part. Can you tell us how hypnotherapy can help with the stresses of diagnosis and treatment?
Yes, of course. I'm passionate about this subject, specifically about this angle, because this comes to the care. And any form of therapy is about care, but in hypnosis especially, so we can give ourselves this extra care. So when a person is diagnosed with a cancer, this is really serious major illness, it's quite a shock and a big stress to deal with this. Not only for the patient, but also for the family.
Yes.
And for people around. So when we think of healing and returning ourselves to the state of equilibrium, so the way the quantum hypnosis sees the illness, it's this happens when we became out of balance on some level. And there are the deeper levels which we're not aware of in everyday life. What happened in the past, what we went through, what we never expressed. So hypnosis is about creating that environment, bringing the mind and body into balance. And we are resolving whatever there is to be resolved, because this will vary from person to person. But all can be addressed in that. In hypnosis, we are able to stimulate the natural healing abilities. When the mind switches off from the environment, from busy everyday living, we're finally able to give it to ourselves, to acknowledge what happened and heal. So it's about creating that caring and healing space, which is so required with any illness. Whatever medications we are taking, even for them to work correctly, we do have to create that caring space. We need to switch off from all the business and give body that care, because now the body has had a big task. So in order to heal, to be successful, it needs everything it can get, all the attention. And in hypnotherapy, we're giving that extra attention. We are stimulating natural healing abilities.
Right. Okay, well, there are two different types of stress in a way. One of them's more like shock, which is like the diagnosis or something like that. It's a different situation to the prolonged stress of going through treatment or worrying always about it coming back or this kind of thing. Is hypnotherapy just as useful with both of those situations?
Yes, of course. So what happens often with those who come for a hypnosis session for the very first time, they become aware how stressed they were because they relax. We work on relaxing body and mind. With hypnosis, we're able to reach to those states of the mind where we bring ourselves to more peace. And we realize that whatever was stressing us, maybe there's no need anymore to be affected by this. We also become more aware what affects us, environment, the way we live. And once we realize that, we actually acknowledge that, well, it's not that difficult to change it. We can change it easily. We finally give ourselves attention and realize that. And once we see that, we know that it's not as difficult.
Right. So it's kind of simplifying things for us in a way by just bringing our attention to it at last. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the more physical symptoms now, pain. Now, there are quite a lot of complementary techniques that are helpful to people who are experiencing pain. Unfortunately, you know, many people who have cancer have either short-term or chronic pain to deal with, and I'd just like to hear how hypnotherapy can help with that.
Yes, definitely. Hypnosis can help with reducing and even eliminating the pain.
Right. Okay. And can you say a little bit about how you go about that? I mean, are you always addressing the whole person in a way, or are you being specific to the problem that they have?
I always address the person as a whole. However, at times we have specific situation which needs to be addressed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So here hypnosis can help with suggestions and certain techniques to reduce the pain. Now, when we talk about pain, it's a and I will tell you a little bit about the quantum hypnosis, which is based on the principle that body gives us a message.
Mm-hmm.
The body communicates with us, and it communicates through pain, because how could it otherwise? So it's about going to the circumstances in which that pain originated, in which the conditions started that the pain was created. So we're going to find what caused that pain, what is the body telling us through this. And when we get to the root of that, we really get to the core of the issue, not just masking and relieving ourselves from the pain. So on one side, hypnotherapy helps with a relief in a very fast way. On the other, we can really get to the root. Why has this pain, why is it there? What is the body communicating to this?
So it's becoming more accepted, this type of approach to helping support people who are, well, they've got any illness, but, you know, we're talking about cancer in particular, and many hospitals in Britain now have got a complementary therapies unit. They're often voluntary, unfortunately. At this point, the NHS still hasn't really embraced the fact that people do need a rounded form of support. But nonetheless, at least they're there. And the basis on which the different therapies are chosen, it's a mixture, really, between demand but also on the evidence base. And there's a stronger evidence base for many of the therapies that are actually used in a lot of the hospitals. So I'd like to just go into a little bit, if you can tell us about the sort of trials that have been done with hypnotherapy, particularly ones that relate to people with cancer rather than other kinds of illnesses, or to do with the symptoms of cancer and cancer treatment, and you know, what those have said about the uses of hypnotherapy.
Yes, hypnotherapy has been used in the cancer cases, and according to a research done in America, it reduced the pain and all the stress of going through the chemotherapy. And also, it's been calculated that in the all-over treatment, it reduced the cost of treating the patient.
Because they have less symptoms to deal with.
Yes, so with hypnosis, we can assist to faster healing, faster recovery, reducing stress, reducing pain.
Mm. Yeah, those are all very important things. So what kind of trials are being carried out? These are large trials, small trials?
They're not very big trials, but the trials in about 60-100 patients.
Yeah.
Where in which it showed that the 70-80% has shown a significant improvement.
Mm. Okay, well, that's pretty good. I mean, you're unlikely to get huge trials because there's never the money to fund them, so, but 60-100 is quite respectable.
Well, I would bring one of the cases in the recent few years, which has been presented by Valerie Austin.
Okay.
Where one of the cancer patients was going to have a surgery, but she got a fever, and this fever was stopping her from having a surgery. She couldn't have a surgery by having a fever. So in fact, the patient believed that this happened intentionally, so she wouldn't have a surgery. Now, what she followed for 60 days, she visualized that her cancer is going to an egg. So she worked very dedicated for 60 days, every day for at least 1 hour, visualizing. And with this, after 60 days, she was diagnosed with a cancer stage 4. Mm. And after 60 days, it was reduced to 2.5.
Okay. So that's a lot of the spread had been dealt with.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, well, that's a good testimonial. All right. So maybe we could go a little bit more into the deep-seated states of mind that might have contributed to somebody getting a major illness like cancer. So these are the kind of limiting beliefs, or they have pieces of history which have been marked them so much that they have problems in relating to other people, either individuals or generally, or relating to themselves, or indeed relating to life as a whole. And none of those things are uncommon. But a situation like cancer has got sufficient power to bring those things right to the surface, hasn't it? Which, in a way that maybe they wouldn't normally be aware of, and they just boil along running their lives without them realizing it. So this is an opportunity and a challenge, both things. Obviously, it's very difficult for people to deal with, but it is an opportunity to deal with them. So this is where something like hypnotherapy, I imagine, can be extremely useful.
Yes, absolutely. Because with hypnotherapy, we can not only address, we can have more and more people show how they're reaching to by switching into alternative methods of becoming healthier, because that's what alternative therapies are about. They are about understanding ourselves better,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that we ought to give more attention to our bodies. The modern medicine can be absolutely great, but we do need to go back to the fundamental principles of giving ourselves the care and the space. So with hypnotherapy, not only we can resolve what happened up to now, we can also change our lifestyles. So as you said, and you're aware of the many cases, as more and more people heal themselves from cancer, and they show us that that's possible. It's just enough to look at the number of books and the writers who've done it. And share the journeys, the story. So we see that this is possible. And they share what they've done. And And of course, they have different journeys, they've done different things, but it comes to changing the lifestyle. As we become more and more aware, how what we eat affects us, how we, if we exercise or not, if we spend time in nature, in a different cleaner environment. So yes, hypnosis is a big wake-up call to our lifestyle, I believe. And if we have a chance, we have a chance to change things and become not only heal, but become healthier and healthier by applying those changes. Now we know about habits. So when it comes to the cancer, diet is very emphasized. So with hypnotherapy, we can change those habits easily because we know about the many things which are affecting us and that we shouldn't have them and we should be doing this and that. Yet we're finding ourselves maybe for years not making those changes. And that's because of the power of our subconscious mind and its habits.
Mm-hmm.
For the subconscious, the habit is not good nor bad, it's just a habit. And it takes time to develop a habit. And then it takes time to change it. But the beauty of hypnosis is that we can change it straight away.
You say straight away. What do you mean by straight away? You mean over a course of a few sessions?
Yes. So we can do it with advanced hypnotherapy.
Mm.
Because we access the subconscious mind and we look at the habits and we choose more positive habits.
Right. Okay. So there are different sorts of habits. One of them would be eating junk food, but another one would be being totally withdrawn or being angry all the time. These are on a different level, yeah?
Yes.
So is there any differentiation in terms of hypnotherapy?
Well, yes, each session is different and each issue addressed is different. But luckily, the person, when they come for treatment, they don't have to worry about what happened and how it happened, because the hypnotherapist will know how to deal with this.
Right.
So, also with hypnotherapy, what I would like to share for anyone, some people expect an instant change within one session, and that's absolutely possible, that's fine, but now when we look at our lifestyle and when we get ill, it's very unlikely that it was due to one event.
Yeah.
So we're gonna dig a little bit, we're gonna go back, we're gonna check what happened, and once we see, we acknowledge, hey, this really affected me, I didn't realize. And whenever we go through life and something affects us, it affects our body, it affects us on all levels. If we are lucky to stop, relax, be in a caring, loving environment, that's great, we heal. But of course, this is not the case for everyone, because I see it from the sessions with clients, how they go back to the past and how they finally admit that they had no idea that this affected them so much. Also, the many issues, they come from childhood, and as a child, the child has a very sensitive mind. And it's so much to go through the human emotions and finding ourselves in this world.
Yeah.
So with the help of hypnosis, we can go there, we can heal, re-educate, and install new healthy attitudes, and find the strength, the inner strength and empowerment.
And do you find people are dealing with kind of existential issues? I mean, one of the things about having cancer is, of course, cancer equals death to a lot of people. It's working that kind of level of your very existence, isn't it? When you get the diagnosis often, am I going to survive? And in order to survive, it takes a lot of willpower, you know, a lot of being really behind getting well. And then you might expose the fact that people are a little bit ambivalent about being alive at all. Is this something that you've come across and helped with?
So, yes. With hypnosis, we find a greater sense of what's important to us, why we're here, and what else is possible for us, because we often go through life, and if we look at level of our happiness, so how happy are we? how happy have we been for the recent years? Like really, really, truly happy. Have we lived our dreams? Have we lived all we ever dreamt of? Or have we just been living in lots of stress and lots of duties and then dealing, running, busy because life gets busy. And it takes lots of inner strength and motivation to say, stop, I need time for myself. So yes, with hypnosis, people find the life purpose, like why they're here, what their dreams are. And especially as in quite serious cases, once we look inside, we get to what's important to us. And when we find that, this ignites the spark within again. So with hypnosis, we're able to shift the mind into this alternative reality. We can see that a different choice, different option is available. And once the mind can see that, we have a choice, and it opens the path to new reality. It's still a conscious choice to follow, to make those changes in order to align ourselves with a different outcome. But then we know that it's possible.
Right. We move from a place of thinking we're just doing what we have to do all the time to having the perspective that we have some choices.
Yes.
And you said take the mind into an alternative state, I think how you described it. Well, can you just say a bit more about that state? What it is, really,
yes.
In your experience?
So it's the heightened state of awareness. When we think of the conscious and subconscious mind, as you know, so the conscious mind deals with anything on a daily basis. And the subconscious mind takes care of many other functions. An example, it looks for the blood pressure after heartbeat. So it's pretty good intelligence, isn't it? So the subconscious mind is with us already. It's with everyone, and it really wants to support everyone. But it supports in the best way it knows. When we go with the habits, it supports in the way we insisted to develop those habits. So in that higher state of awareness, as you become aware, we reach to that level above where we can see if it serves us or not, and we can change it.
Right. Very important, because of course this is the one area when, you know, people quite often report that cancer was happening to them was actually a good thing, and other people look at that and think they're crazy. You know, why would anybody want to get cancer? But the reason they report it is because it enabled them to have that kind of perspective and make those kind of choices which they never managed before. And so a therapy that can actually help people into that state where they can actually see they have choices is obviously a great thing.
Yes, and you know, when we look at the moment when someone is diagnosed, then suddenly everybody stops and look at the person, hey, you are important.
Right, it's true. Yeah.
It's like we take everything and everyone for granted unless something happens. And once there is a big bell, hi, I'm not sure how long I'm going to be around, then suddenly, hey, you are important. You're important to us. We care for you, we love you, and we want to give you the best and the most. And, you know, if there were any issues from the past, any whatever conflicts, you know, that stops. In that moment, it's, you know, there's something big in front of us. This person is facing a big, big window. But now we know that they have a choice. So in that moment, it's that person noticing, really realizing what's important in life and everyone around them as well. So this brings everyone to that, what really matters, how precious life is.
Yeah, really important. So earlier on you mentioned about being able to create a space in which you can bring people back into emotional balance. Could you tell us a bit more about what you mean?
Well, the emotional equilibrium has a big effect on our health. So When I say emotional balance, it means environment of care, harmony, without conflicts, anger, anxieties. So with hypnotherapy, we can address all of these triggers. So whatever is causing us hurt, pain, any emotional reactions, we can really get to the core of what it is and bring ourselves to peace. So our entire system becomes balanced and harmonized. We bring ourselves to more balance and more harmony. And this is when the healing can happen, because healing is about bringing ourselves back to balance. So if we think of a cancer, and if we imagine a person living in an environment with lots of maybe conflict, maybe anger, of course this is not an environment to heal.
No.
So with hypnotherapy we can resolve that, and this is for the person with cancer and for anyone around. I found it very interesting to see how often people around a person with cancer react. So I would like to raise awareness about this for anyone who's listening, who knows anyone who has a cancer, that they can be fine, and they need your support, they need your belief and care that they're gonna be alright.
Mm.
Because if the person suddenly has everyone around crying and becoming depressed, it's not gonna help them. More and more people show that yes, it's possible, and with hypnosis, it can be 1 hour which changes the course of life, because that first hour is a step towards more care, and through this we can build more and more care with each session, each hour we change. And when we change, it's a change of attitude, it's a change of personality into becoming more gentle, more caring being.
Well, I think what you're saying is really important. Unfortunately, all too often, people have to deal with statistical prognosis that a doctor gives them, which is, of course, it doesn't apply to them really, it's just a statistic, but it engenders a lot of hopelessness. And it doesn't just engender it in the person themselves, but also in everybody around them, the rest of the staff who are looking after them think, oh, this person's going to die. Their family and their friends think this person's going to die. And of course, none of that's necessarily true, and it can all be affected by the person and what they do themselves in order to stay alive. So negative messages are very powerful.
Yes, I think we have to be careful when we look at the statistics.
Mm.
And I think it's important to look at the cases, because those cases show us what is possible.
Exactly.
So those individual cases of people around the globe who healed themselves from cancer, who changed their lifestyle, who transformed their lives, they show us what is possible. And now we have a diagnosis, but how many times I've heard of people who've been diagnosed with a cancer and given 3 to maybe 13 months of life, and they lived for 13 years more.
Mm, absolutely. Well, of course, we hear lots of these stories at Yes Life.
Also, I see here a power of suggestions. The hospital test being mismatched. And the healthy person was told that they ill and they died within a couple of weeks.
Mm, yeah.
When then they found out that the test was, it wasn't for them. So I would be very, very careful about the statistics, because the statistics are about what to happen up to now, right?
Yeah.
And we speak about projections, but if we look around, the world is changing. There are so many, so much awareness, so many life, health, wellness coaches. We're seeing the restaurants and cafes are turning into more natural lifestyles. So we are becoming healthier as a nature. As a nation, there's a big, big massive change. We kind of not noticed, even on the high street, in the newspapers and magazines, we are changing our lifestyles.
Yeah. It's great to realize that we have the power to actually affect the outcomes, and we're not just passive recipients of treatment.
Absolutely, and I believe that when we create a healthy lifestyle, then there's just no space for illness. So we're turning from really dealing with massive issues into looking after ourselves, since our body is a piece of art. So when we give it an appropriate attention from the very beginnings, when we create environments of care, awareness, then we can be super healthy. Super health is absolutely possible. And there are those who show this to us.
Okay. One other thing I'd like to put in a word for carers. In cancer, there's very often a carer involved who's pulling out all the stops to take the load off somebody who's got cancer, to support them through everything they're going through. And very often they experience even more stress than the person who has cancer themselves. And again, I imagine that what you're doing would be an excellent support for those people. Have you worked with carers?
Yes, I've worked with people around, people diagnosed with cancer, and with practitioners who help others with different illnesses. And yes, this is true, because in order to give a proper care, we have to be strong ourselves. So whatever the care is going, the beauty is that every care, they need to look after themselves, so they can give that appropriate care.
Very often they don't, though. They're so busy giving and they forget to look after themselves.
Well, and this comes again to what that caring environment means and why it's important to create the environments of care. Because in an environment of care, I believe the human body is like a precious flower, that when this appropriate space is created, when it gets what it needs, when it's nourished, it will grow into more beauty, because it has the natural intelligence to be so. If we are not disturbing it, if we are not affecting it, if we just give it space and care. And there's so much about what can be done for the human body. I think the athletes and sport people, they show us what our body can look at and how we can perform. So this is human potential. So which person is important that we look at if we live our best, if we keep ourselves to the best we ever wanted, if we're giving that to ourselves. And coming back to the care, any carers, I highly recommend even the self-hypnosis, because this is something they can learn very easily, and they can not only apply to themselves to improve their all-over well-being, but also learn about the hypnotic language. It's about the power of suggestion. And maybe even simple visualization techniques which they could apply to their patients.
Right. So that's something that would you say you regularly send people away with techniques to use themselves then?
Yes. Yes, I give them tools so they can practice. So I feed them with something they can take with themselves and use it, apply it.
Okay. Well, look, thank you very much, Monica. It's really interesting. It sounds like a fantastic tool for a lot of the different difficult scenarios that people with cancer have to meet. And so it's really great to hear more about it.
Absolutely. And I would recommend for anyone who tries hypnosis and hypnotherapy to give it a few good sessions.
Right.
Just like, you know, when we go to the gym, we don't get a six-pack after one session.
No, right. Yeah, that's fair enough.
So, you know, and find someone who you feel comfortable working with, and also give them a couple of sessions. If you don't feel they can, you know, they're compatible with you, then try someone else. It doesn't mean it's the tool, you know. We're not meant to like everyone, just like the teachers. Did we like every teacher in school? No, but some we really got on very well. So it's important that you find someone you feel comfortable, you trust, and really allow yourself to open to this incredible journey of discovering the beauty of hypnosis.
And in terms of training, is there anything in particular people should look out for? Are there any trainings which, for example, are more built into them about working with cancer?
So the quantum hypnosis addresses especially the body awareness and the illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now when we discuss the cancer, you know, it's not one thing that happened. So the advanced hypnotherapy, it's a different hypnotherapy as opposed to the suggestion hypnotherapy. So if someone wishes to do that deeper work, I advise to look for advanced hypnotherapy. Now, if they would like to explore their imagination and relieve many symptoms quickly, then yes, this is possible with suggestion hypnotherapy.
Okay, and these different types of hypnotherapy, they have different kinds of accreditation? I mean, can you find them on a website?
Yes, there are various websites like General Hypnotherapy and other hypnosis associations,
okay,
where the practitioners can be found, and everything is listed with the skills, accreditations. So this can absolutely be tracked.
Good to know that. All right. Thank you very much, Monica.
Same, thank you too.
Well, I hope you will have gained some insights into the potential of hypnotherapy to help through the challenges of cancer and cancer treatment. I certainly have. There are links to resources for today's show on the Yes to Life website at yestolife.org.uk. Choose Media Centre in the left-hand sidebar and then UK Health Radio. I'd like to remind you of upcoming Yes to Life events. Do come and visit our stand at CAM Expo on the 24th to the 25th of September at Olympia, and don't miss the Yes to Life keynote lecture with Professor Robert Thomas and Liz Butler on the Saturday morning. There's a Get Moving workshop with Lizzie Davis and Vicky Fox on the 27th of September in East London. And then there's another Outsmart Cancer Cookery class with Jenny Phillips and Geraldine Curran in Bristol on the 15th of October. Lastly, the Yes to Life flagship seminar, Cancer as a Metabolic Epigenetic Disease, will be on the 19th of November in central London. Details of all these events can be found on the Yes to Life website under events. Next week, I shall be talking to Tom Cottam. Tom is Policy Manager at Macmillan Cancer Support, and I shall be speaking to him about an initiative to put the importance of patient experience on a par with clinical outcome as a measure of healthcare success. I hope you'll be able to listen again. Goodbye.